The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man, I hope you've been getting out and doing some stuff. Great weather. I mean, great weather. A little bit, you know, depending on the wind on Lake Michigan and where you are, whether it's on the east coast of the lake or the southern basin, or, you know, you just got to watch which way the wind's going. But, I mean, hey, we were out this past week on Lake Michigan with Captain Tony. Had a great time getting fat lakers. We got over 100 pounds of fish, and there were, I think we took, six fish, and it was over 100 pounds of fish. It was unbelievable. And we had a great time. But listen, you know, whether you're sitting back having coffee or maybe having lunch or listening to us somewhere in Europe, to all my friends out there and the listeners up in Canada and all across the United States and east of the Mississippi River on broadcast, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hey, remember to tell your friends to tune in and like us on our Facebook page at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And don't forget, if you want to listen to our podcast, you can go to Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com and click on the word podcast, then boop, you can listen to any one of our shows. It's a lot of fun to do. So sit back, lay back, whatever you're doing, and enjoy to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio show throughout the Midwest. Okay, on today's show, We got a really good show for you. Captain Tony, we hope, is going to call us. He's sitting on the dock at Winthrop Harbor. I know that none of that rhymes, but that's okay. With the Lake Michigan Report, he'll probably talk a little bit about what we did. Then Matt Becker and Spencer Shuffield, also known as Team Brownie, who won the MLF team event a couple of weeks ago with a championship one-day weigh-in of 300 pounds of bass. Remember, MLF, every legal fish you get to weigh, they release it immediately, and that all goes towards the total on championship day. Wow, 300 pounds of fish for two guys. That's unreal. This should be a good interview and learn how they did that. And then we're going to have Curtis Sechi from Fox Valley Outdoors. He's a young guide, has a great business up in northern Wisconsin, taking people of all ages out fishing whatever species you like in a number of different counties, lakes, and rivers up that way. With the fall fishing in northern Wisconsin, it's going to be dynamic. Let's not forget about hunting, with Wisconsin having their crossbow and archery deer hunting season opening today. Yahoo! And it runs through January 5th. And check that out, except in the 35 counties and metro subunits that have extended seasons. But go check out the brochure for the state of Wisconsin to know you're in the right spot. Illinois dove season is open, and so is squirrel season in Illinois. Man, I need a mess of squirrel and gravy. Ooh, and potatoes. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Oh, I can hear a telephone ringing. Let's see if it's Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
Captain Tony!
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
It's doing well, my friend. Good. Thank you for calling in. Hey, You know, we went out later in the week, and we found some fat Lakers. I mean, you know, holy. I mean, one of those bags weighed 20 pounds of Lakers.
Wow, yeah. There were some pigs out there, I tell you. You know, a few salmon are lurking around here and there, but we didn't see none that day. But there are a few here and there if you're able to catch them, which you can. But right now, there's a lot of Lakers around, and we're definitely fishing deep for them. Mm-hmm. You know, the other day when I was out, too, I also had some on 400 copper and a 300 copper. I thought there was silverfish coming in, but, of course, they were Lakers. So there's a lot of Lakers moving around, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and some of those Lakers we caught were, I mean, they needed to go on Weight Watchers, but they were just fat little piggies. Not little piggies, but fat piggies.
Yeah, they had some really chunky alewives in them. I swear they were like, I don't know, 3 inches wide, you know, 4 inches long. There's some big bait out there, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you'll see the bait. Even, like, when we were out there, we were seeing some bait suspended, big red clouds of bait, you know. Mm-hmm. So there are some bait around, you know. You find it, keep circling it, you know. If you see some marks there, you know, drop some spoons down and rip through it, see if you can get some silver guys to go.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, I know... you know, we still got a few weeks because, you know, basically it's like mid-October you're going to look at, you know, taking the boat out. But we still can get out during the week and on weekend if we don't have north blows. is that true? Correct. You got some openings?
Yep, correct. Yeah, I do have a bunch of openings left here, some weekdays, a few weekend mornings left all the way through the 18th of October. Mm-hmm. I'll be out of the water that week of the 18th, so... any time before that, I'm still out there fishing. Lakers while you can.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to get a hold of Captain Tony, what's the best way to do it?
Just call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. Leave me a message because I only had like a bar of cell service out there and it was going in and out, so leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I get closer to shore.
Yeah, because you're actually fishing at the outer limits of the cell zone.
We're about eight miles offshore right now. Mm-hmm. So we're in deep water, 200 feet right there, so yeah. You know, we're seeing a bunch of fish on the bottom, seeing a bunch of fish suspended, you know, so, you know, you got to work them hard, you know, kick up the speed, slow it down, see what's working for you.
Sounds good, my friend. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
That's right. Take care, Tony.
All right, guys, be good. Watch that weather. Be safe out there.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone, what can I say? You know, I've been running around, checked out a few of the tournaments for MLF over the last couple of years, been to the Red Crest tournament. And the one that I didn't get to was the Team Challenge Cup. And I've got the two winners of that event, the team, Matt Becker and Spencer, I'm saying it right, Sheffield. Two gentlemen who are known as the Brownie Boys. You go, Matt, explain that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so first off, thanks for having us on, but to clear that up a little bit, so basically, you know, Spencer and I love catching smallmouth, and they're, you know, there's a bunch of different slang terms for a smallmouth,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a brownie is one of them, so that kind of where that name kind of came from, because we're like, man, we both love catching smallmouth, so let's kind of come up with a cool team name, the Brownie Boys, and just kind of roll with it, you know, the wives got involved. They loved it. They made shirts and signs and everything. And it got a lot bigger than I anticipated it. But it was a fun time for sure.
Well, that's really good because I'm visualizing a brownie like you eat a brownie. And because there's a great joke out, and that's not a joke, it's fact, that Kevin Van Damme's wife used to make chocolate chip cookies for Kevin and Davey Height to eat.
Yep.
And I'm
lucky
like,
cookies. I know the power of the lucky cookies.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there going, hey, what is this? You know, these guys got the lucky brownies? And then I went, don't go down that road, Chauncey, because we start talking brownies, it's going to get really bizarre. Hey, but listen,
yeah,
guys.
You're going to change your audience a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be a midnight audience. But listen, okay, you know, and once again, great job, Matt. You know, now, Spencer, you guys, this was all done in Lake Erie, and it's a 3-day tournament, correct?
Yes.
How could
it was
it was, there was three, let's see, there was four groups of us. It started on a Sunday, obviously. We only fished 3 days, but that was because we qualified for the, if you advance, you got to fish a knockout round. So the most you were going to fish was 3 days, a team, but there was 12 other or 12 teams there, and we fell in on the second qualifying day was when we fished. So the first four teams fished on a Sunday. We fished Monday with another three teams, and then there was four more teams fished Monday, and we all, the ones that qualified from those rounds kind of met up the next 2 days for knockout rounds, and then the top four from there went on to the championship round.
Now, I guess you guys are professionals, and you're very good fishermen, but in 3 days of fishing, we're talking 113.5 ounces, 113 pounds and 5 ounces. Guys, that did you need a commercial fishing license that day?
Yeah. So actually, that was just the championship round that we had 113 pounds. So that was just 1 day's worth. If you added up our three competition days, we had right at 300 pounds for 3 days of fishing. So we were averaging close to 100 pounds of fish a day. And, we were reeling them in left and right there for a little while.
I don't even know what to say. 300 pounds of bass in 3 days of this is why MLF is so unique to watch, because when you're on it, you guys are on it, right?
Yeah, what really separates the MLF format is you have to be really on them and dialed in and catching a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
In a traditional five fish format where you only bring in five fish a day, you could literally only catch five fish and do well in that event. But in the major league fishing format, it really puts an emphasis on, you know, the best fishermen catching the most amount of fish each week. And, you know, you gotta catch a bunch to do well in these tournaments.
Wow. Hey, Spencer, now Lake Erie, yes, it's, you know, a great walleye fishery, great perch fishery, great smallie fishery. I know people, very, 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 very good fishermen who go out there and have a hard time, you know, getting a couple of good bites. I mean, how did you two guys get together, Spencer? I mean, you know, you live in Arkansas, he lives in, Southern Tennessee. How did you guys get to be this, you know, brownie team?
I've been fishing since I got out of high school, you know, and there was about a 3 or 4 year break there I took. And when I came back out in 2020, Matt had already been out there. I think he when was it? 2018, probably, Matt? 19?
That was, when you really started on the tour. Yeah. 18 is when I really started fishing professionally.
Yeah. So I had been out, I started fishing, out of the front is what they called it back in, because when I started, we actually had co-anglers too, and I was a co-angler for a while. So I started in 12 and did it 12, 13, 14, and I took off a couple years there. Just as life stuff happened. I got back in 2020, and Matt was out there at this time. And, I was kind of a lone wolf kind of guy, stayed by myself, didn't travel with anybody. And I guess it was probably in about 2021, we had both made the top 10 in the tournament. And I don't know how it came about. We just started talking. And in 2022, he asked if I, you know, he was staying by himself. I think maybe he had one other guy that was staying with him, and asked if I wanted to room with him. And I did, and pretty much just hit it off from there. We fished together a few times for fun. And then when this team series came about, towards the end of the year last year, and we knew that we were going to get to pick our own teammates coming into this event, we just made the decision that we wanted to pick each other if we could. And so that's kind of how that happened.
Now, you know, Matt, you guys, you go out there. I mean, you know, Lake Erie is a good fishery, but it's a tough fishery. And, you know, how did you come up with a pattern that was, I don't even want to use the word successful, because it was unbelievably successful. I mean, how did you guys come up with what you think you should have started with, and then, you know, all the dominoes fell in line?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to preface by saying I have a lot of experience in there. So I actually grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is only a couple hours from Erie.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been to Erie, and I had a pretty good idea of what to expect going into the event. So I kind of had a preconceived notion on what we needed to be looking for and what we needed to be doing. But still, you never know if the current conditions are going to be different than, you know, what my previous knowledge was. So, you know, we kind of cautiously went into the event, you know, knowing what we needed to be doing and looking for, but, you know, just had to keep an open mind and keep searching for it. But, you know, it didn't take long. We got a few bites pretty early on in the first day, and that kind of, you know, calmed me down a little bit and let me know that, you know, I still know what to do around here. So we just got to keep going through the motions, and you know, we'll find a group of fish here eventually.
Yeah. You know, and once again, I'm reading some of the stats and stuff from here. I think it was the second, over the course of just an hour during the second period, you know, you guys reeled in 18 bass totaling 31.9 pounds. And then you went for another 26 bass, you know, in the third period for more than 45. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, guys, I can't even put my arms around that many fish. I mean, you must feel like you're catching bluegills. It's like you couldn't do nothing wrong.
it was pretty good there for a few hours on championship day. You know, we had kind of had a slower morning relative to the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just kind of, you know, feeling our way around Presque Isle Bay trying to find that group of fish. I knew there was going to be a school of fish like that where we could catch a bunch of fish somewhere in the bay. We just had to locate where they were that day. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we stumbled onto it. We were kind of just fishing down this little weed line, and, you know, a fish kind of come up and ate some bait fish off the surface. And we weren't really targeting that type of fish. You know, we were more flipping in the grass.
Mm.
Spencer picked up his jig and kind of threw it in there by that fish and, you know, got a bite. And that one bite there is really what, you know, kind of changed our mindset for the rest of the day. We started picking up more fast-moving baits, chatter baits, and, you know, more shad-imitating style stuff. And, man, it got to catching them pretty quick there and pretty hot and heavy for the next few hours.
Now, in MLF tournament, other anglers know what you're doing, right?
Well, yeah, we have real-time live scoring, so they are getting updates that, you know, we're catching them left and right.
And so I'm sitting in, let's say I was another angler in another boat, and the guy in the back, the referee, whatever they call him,
yeah,
is sitting there going, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so just did this, and, you know, and this was what happened. I mean, these guys must be going, what are they doing? Well, I mean, what was your favorite bait, Matt, to seem like you were catching them on?
So I would say we caught the majority of them on a chatterbait, you know, just mm-hmm. a 3/8 or half-ounce chatterbait. And for me, I was using a little bit smaller trailer on the back. I was using a 3-inch Yamamoto Zayco trailer on the back of the chatterbait, and it just kind of shortened up the profile a little bit, made it look like the smaller bait fish that the bass were feeding on. So, you know, anytime you can have your bait look more natural, like the actual food the fish are eating, you know, you're going to have a better chance of catching more. So
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what I went for there.
Is that when Spence, did you switch over or what?
I was already kind of throwing the chatterbait. Since we had already fished Presque Isle Bay in our qualifying round, that's what I did most of my damage on. Mm. That day was throwing a chatterbait, and so after I caught that fish, I seen the fish pull. You know, there was a lot of fish activity going on that day in the championship round, but you could tell none of them were bass. A lot of gar, and there was some mudfish and things like that. And we were going like you said, you know, we were going down this grass line flipping,
mm-hmm.
and I just out of the corner of my eye saw this fish come up, and I heard it, and there's just a distinct sound when a bass gets something off the top of the water subtly. You can just hear it suck it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew instantly it was a bass, and that's why I slung my jig over there and reeled it through there and caught that fish. And that's when I picked up a chatterbait, he picked up a chatterbait, and we just went to town from that point on.
And I think that's a very good point that you both of you just made, that a lot of anglers, as the year goes on, when you get into summer, oh, we got to throw these big baits. No, man, sometimes if you dial it down, even to a small bait, your numbers can go wildly up, like you two guys to 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it can go up because that's what they want. It's not what you're giving them, it's what they want.
I've noticed that the last few years, you know, as the summer goes on and you start getting into late August into September, you know, the bass really start keying in on, I guess it's, mm-hmm. you know, that year's hatch of the shad.
Yeah.
And they're real small. So they get really keyed in on that small bait. You know, it's probably easy for them to go eat. So, you know, you got to really start downsizing your baits as the summer goes on.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did electronics help you guys out a lot or no?
No, we didn't use a whole lot of electronics. You know, the unique thing about the Major League Fishing General Tire Team Series tournaments are you don't fish out of your own boat. So we show up at the hotel or the boatyard at the hotel the night before our competition day, and we have to load our stuff into one of the MLF boats, the league boats.
Mm.
And they're not equipped, you know, like I would equip my personal boat. You know, there's a 12-inch screen and a 9-inch screen on those boats, and, you know, it has Lowrance Active Target. And don't get me wrong, we definitely had the Active Target on the screen,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it didn't really factor into any direct fish catches. It was more using it just to kind of see, you know, where the grass line was or, you know, what was kind of going on under the surface of the water.
So let me get this right. We're basically saying that you guys had, yes, you're on somebody else's MLF boat. You have the electronics. It's not tweaked the way you normally have your own boat, like where you could see the nuclear submarine going through Lake Erie. But I mean, you don't have it tweaked. So you're basically looking at depth, weeds, and you went old school and did it.
Yep. Yeah. There's no replacing just, you know, instincts on the water and, mm-hmm. and just being aware of your surroundings, you know, like we keep bringing up, it all goes back to just being aware and, you know, being in the right place at the right time when that one fish decided to come up and just being aware of the situation and making adjustments from there. You know, that's way more important than any kind of electronics you can have on your boat.
Yeah. And that's exactly. And I want young kids and teenagers and high school kids and even the college kids to take heed to what you just said. That's very true.
Yeah, all the fans and supporters of me, you know, if you guys are interested in checking it out, we got a YouTube channel, Matt Becker Fishing, and, you know, all the social media. So check us out there and definitely appreciate you having me on.
Thanks much for coming on. Once again, everybody, this is a fun time with Matt Becker and Spencer Sheffield. 300 pounds of fish in the team tournament for MLF on Lake Erie. Unbelievable. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun, certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" The Northeast Illinois Council Scouting America is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive in Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score at the trap range. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15, with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay target in the sky, you're saying, "I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois Council." To register, go to neic.org/clays24. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out, and if you can't come out, sign up as a sponsor with Natalie at 847-748-9174 for as little as $250 and up, which can include squads of four and signage at the event, depending on the level. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher comes along, she always makes a fool.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That's the way I go for you. Now, there was a little fishy swimming in the brook. Now, he was doing fine until he grabbed his over hook. He went a hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, we have a gentleman. First time on the program. I'm really excited about this. We have Captain Curtis Checky from, believe it or not, Norton, Wisconsin. Yeah, hey there, you know, but you don't talk that way, Curtis.
No, you know, the Scotty accent has kind of grown on me a little bit, but, you know, I can't say that I sound quite like that, you know.
Okay, that's exactly it. And, you know, Curtis, everybody, is a guide with, it's called the Fox Valley Outdoors, Boulder Junction, oh my God, so many lakes that he covers, whether it's Oneida County, Iron, Chickamauga Bay, Green Bay, Gogebic, which I fished, Ottawa National Forest, Vialis, the Eagle River area. My friend, we are getting into that time of the year when the temperatures are starting to drop and the fish are going, "Ooh, baby, we got to eat," which means fish time, right?
Oh, yeah. The leaves are starting to change color in earnest. You know, we already have maples in full red up north. We've had our first few nights that have gone sub 40 degrees, had a couple nights in the 38, 39 degree temps. Fish are starting to slide up shallow. You know, fish are hungry all year, but what really makes fall special is that they become more accessible again. The muskie, the walleye, the smallmouth are starting to slide up a little bit more and getting closer to that edge before they slide back out when it gets real cold for that, for that late fall bite, but mm-hmm. this is a great time to be up there and chasing fish. The bugs are all laid down, and you know, I mean, I can tell you, I actually drove downstate today, so I'm actually in Illinois today as well. But from a fresh drive from north to south, I can tell you that fall is definitely on its way all the way down to mid-state. But man, did it warm up quite a bit between Boulder Junction and you know, St. Charles area. So
yeah, now I'm not going to ask you what your favorite fish to fish for is, because I know you guide for the muskie, the walleye, the smallies, you know, a little bit of everything. But like, you know, people want walleye so much, A, because they taste good, you know? This is where people are looking to go to northern Wisconsin this time of the year, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, this, again, some of the things that I mentioned earlier, you know, fish are moving shallow, becoming more acceptable. You know, they're starting to think about that winter feed. I mean, this little warmth, this little heat wave that we're having is probably going to push them back just a little bit. But definitely, we're coming into a great time of the year to fish for walleye. Mm-hmm. You know, some of my favorite bites, you know, they're not quite offshore. I really like fall when they're setting up on that offshore structure as we get into, you know, late September, early October. But, I mean, we caught yesterday smallmouth fishing on gin clear body water, high skies, got a 25 fishing for smallmouth, you know, up relatively shallow as long as that wind's blowing. I mean, you know, good fish for by anybody's measuring. And mm-hmm. so it's, you know, when you start to see, you know, those fish moving together and catching, you know, a couple bonus walleye up with your smallmouth this time of the year, and, you know, seeing a few muskie in between, cold front, guys are really thinking for, you know, muskie to move up shallow, and we moved a really nice fish, I mean, in absolutely no water this week as well. So, you know, the rest of it coming from the most recent, I'll give you guys a little scoop on, you know, the recent stuff is we did see one, you know, a big fish up shallow, but, I think this heat wave is kind of confused the fish just for a little bit, but, you know, no worries. We have more cold weather coming on the backside of this mm-hmm. heat wave. So now is definitely the time to start thinking about it. Cause I mean, it took one little cold snap and they were ready to come up and do their thing. But, you know, going forward, I think anybody that's thinking about coming up to visit the Boulder Junction area, Presque Isle, you know, I think you'd be hard pressed to choose a better time to come up and give us a visit if you haven't already discovered our area.
Right. Now, you know, you just mentioned, you know, the walleyes. September, October is really, really the hot time for them. Then they kind of, I don't know where to go. Then, you know, your smallmouth, they're going to be good.
Not to cut you off, Chauncey, but I mean, I think, you know, when we get in the late October and November, I think, you know, changing gears and focusing on muskie is what I recommend people go and do.
Because
if you're gonna, when things get real cold, and you know, you can go and soak some big live bait, and, mm-hmm. you know, keep your hands warm or go trolling. You know, if you're gonna catch one big one, I mean, that's a great time of the year to do it.
So, yeah, because I was the muskie are what a lot of the people, you know, they want the fish of 1,000 casts, you know, and you know, which is cool. I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, yeah, many years ago, you know, I tasted muskie, and someone said, what did it taste like? I said, spotted owl, and they didn't understand the joke, but the thing is, like, it's just the time of the year, September, October, November, you know, and this is when you want to look at these things. I know you do, you know, trips, full day, three-quarter day, half-day trips. When somebody wants to go out with you, and, you know, because you produce fish, period. You go on to his website, everybody, foxvalleyoutdoors.com. I mean, it's gorgeous. Fish of all kinds of sizes. And the other thing is, you even got little kids catching fish, you know. And I think that's so cool, too, because probably somebody wants to bring their kids with them, which is the right thing to do, you know. You know, draw straws, leave one buddy at home and bring a kid, you know.
yeah. And, you know, that's what I love about my job, and part of the challenge is that, you know, having challenging myself to cater from everybody from, you know, guys that have spent, you know, countless hours on the water that are looking for a little bit a different perspective on how they go about fishing for their different species, mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, get a little better beat for a certain time of year where they don't have as much confidence, to, you know, kids that are just making their first few casts. And, you know, that's the one thing, you know, there's some guys up there that, you know, guarantee fish, but I'll tell you right now that fishing is fishing, even if you do spend as much time on the water as me. But one thing that I do guarantee is that you're going to learn something when you're, you know, come out on the boat with me. And, you know, that's first and foremost, that, you know, especially, you know, with the kids. And, you know, I do my best to, you know, deliver the fish and the fun every single time we go out. But, you know, that's, you know, bottom line, my mm-hmm. standard is that I, you know, I want people that, you know, after they are, period, from kids to guys that have been doing it their entire lives, you're a better fisherman after you get off my boat than when you got on it,
mm-hmm.
is my baseline.
Yeah.
So,
and the other thing I recommend to people is when they're going to go out with you, you may have your favorite rod, but you know what? Trust me, everything that, you know, Captain Curtis has is what. Just go with his stuff. It's set up right. It's got the right leader line. It's got the right this. It's got the right that. It's got the drag set correctly. And while your stuff is probably really nice, just go with his stuff. That way you don't have to worry about your stuff. You'll have a great time. Make sure you have your license, clothing. You can always take clothing off. Then, you know, look for it out in the middle of the water. Something, you know, foods and snacks. You don't mind bringing their favorite fishing rod. But, I mean, I'm saying, don't use his stuff.
Yeah, no, and it's full service. I provide everything that you need to fish. All that, like you were saying, all that I ask is that you bring appropriate clothing for the day, some food and drink to keep yourself nourished, mm-hmm. and a positive mental attitude. You know, for a day of fishing. So. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's good. Again, like kind of I was talking about earlier, is like, you know, like we're fishermen. A lot of us, including myself, kind of get, you know, dogmatic with the way that we go about stuff. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, get a refreshed perspective. You may think you got your rod rigged, you know, just right. You know, you've watched all the YouTube videos and everything, but, you know, sometimes it's just nice to try something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're always more than welcome to bring your favorite stick, and, you know, I can help you get it rigged for what we're doing. I'll have a conversation, you know, with what we're doing that day, and, well, what's the action of your rod, and, you know, what do you got it spooled up with, and is it even going to be appropriate for what we're doing that day?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd hate for, you know, it to just come along and, you know, like it happens, get stepped on or something, because, you know, whatever, I came from the bass fishing world, and I'm a multi-species guide, so
yes,
there's always more than a few rods laying around on the deck, so mm-hmm. that way we're ready, you know, quickly to respond to a changing condition or an opportunity or, you know, a juicy spot, or, you know, maybe a muskie comes in, you know, behind a fish that we're, you know, presently catching, and to have something to pitch right to them. It's, you know, it's the joy of, you know, learning a little bit of everything. And, you know, mm-hmm. if you're, and that's another thing that, you know, real quick, you know, that I like to hang my hat on, you know, doing the multi-species thing, is there's things that I've learned walleye fishing that have made me a better muskie angler, and you know, vice versa across different species, you know, always interested. And I think that's what gives me a unique, in all multi-species anglers, a unique perspective on the game, is that, you know, chasing different fish kind of makes you think a little bit differently every time you're out on the water. So
exactly. Hey, I don't want to get in today, but can we talk maybe late October, beginning of November, about ice fishing up there? Because I know you do some ice fishing trips too, right?
Yes, I certainly do. I think that would be a great time to have the conversation and start thinking about early ice while kind of, you know, our fisheries, we get a, you know, a little break, a little time to, you know, clear the head and get ready for ice season. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great time to sit down and talk about ice season that time of the year.
No, that's like I says, we have to do that, and we'll do that later in the year. Well, you know, I once again, everybody, FoxValleyOutdoors.com is his website. Captain Curtis Checkey, and like I said, from northern Chicago here, you know, and then moved up north after school and stuff, and fished everywhere and pretty much out there from Wyoming to Alaska to the Carolinas to, I don't want to know anywhere else, but, you know.
Yeah, well, we could, you know, at some point I might just have to start writing a little bit of a memoir of my travels, but I've been blessed to see and fish a lot of this great country, and I'll tell you right now, there's a reason why northern Wisconsin is home base right now. You know, I'm a firm believer it's one of the best places, if not the best place in North America, to be a multi-species angler.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, with that in mind, I'm looking forward to talking again. And thank you all, sure, folks, for listening and taking a look into my services. And I just appreciate all y'all.
Right. His phone number, by the way, is 715-621-0061. Let me repeat, 715-621-0061. And it's foxvalleyoutdoors@gmail.com is his email address. And the website is foxvalleyoutdoors.com. When you call him, say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. Thanks.
I really appreciate that, Chauncey. Mm-hmm. And for all the ladies out there, I am spoken for. So, you know, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to, I think, give me a call if you want. You're gonna take you and your husband fishing, but sorry if you had any high hopes.
No dates. All right, Curtis.
Dates.
You have a
no
good
dates,
day.
Just fishing trip.
You have a good day.
Shoot.
You take care, my friend.
All right, thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. The Northeast Illinois Council, Scouting America, is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive in Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score at the trap range. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15, with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay target in the sky, you're saying, I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois Council. To register, go to neic.org/clays24. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out, and if you can't come out, sign up as a sponsor with Natalie at 847-748-9174 for as little as $250 and up, which can include squads of four and signage at the event, depending on the level. See you there. Pull! Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine,
Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I was listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having a good time today. Man, there was so much stuff going on. Great interview with the guys who, 300 pounds of fish between two guys in one day at that championship tournament. Wow. That's the fun part of MLF. You count them all. And then, of course, when we had Captain Cletus from Fox Valley Outfitters, guide service up in the northern Wisconsin area, Boulder Junction, Eagle River, all that. He is a great angler, a great teacher, and he's just a good guy to be on a boat with, and you'll have a great time with him. But we need to talk about a few things. Oh, don't forget this, Chauncey. Hey, remember, you heard a couple commercials about the Sporting Clays event for benefiting the scouting program in McHenry, Lake, and far northern Cook County. It's the Northeast Illinois Council. The money that we raise here really helps out a lot of programs and gets a lot of boys, girls, younger scouts, and helps out adults to stay within the scouting program and have a greater appreciation of everything that scouting has to offer. I can't say no. I'm part of that program, okay? Okay, remember to call Nicole at 847-748-9174. Let me repeat, 847-748-9174 and tell them, hey, Chauncey told me to call you. All right? Sign up. Be a sponsor. Be a shooter. Let's have some fun. Okay. First things, we got to do the Aiden Fisher report because I sent me one and I got to open it up here. And this is being brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell them Chauncey sent you. You want the Chauncey price. Always ask for that. Aiden said, Papa, Dad and his buddies went out of South Haven while we were in school. Yeah, I know, Aiden, at that time. He said salmon fishing slowed down because of the waves were really high. The few boats that went out, ventured out, said it was slow. Most guys were in 70-ish of, degree water out there. Only a few Chinook salmon and steelhead were caught while they were trolling. Perch fishing was reported decent by the guys in smaller boats, but the wavy conditions made it too dangerous, and they came off the water. They're being smart. Pier fishing for salmon was also on the slow side, Dad said when he came in. Me and my two buddies, Roger and Ray, we went to the Rogue River and Grand River by the 6th Street Dam, and we had a lot of fun catching small fish, no big fish, but it was just fun catching fish, and then we had to pedal as fast as we could home to get to hockey practice. Hope to see you soon. Looking forward to seeing you, and don't forget, Pierogi Weekend's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're trying to come down to help make pierogies with you. Oh, thank you, Aiden. I didn't know you remember that.
And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report to my grandson from Western Michigan is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, salmon in Winthrop and Waukegan Harbor. You're seeing them porpoising, which is good. I mean, I'm not, you know, that's going to be kind of hard to get them to bite right now, but it's good to see them in there. You can, it's going to be out there. They're casting spoons. Glow in the dark might be better for you before sunup. And keep that thing charged with a bright flashlight or something. Please, please, please. The streams in Northwest Indiana, like I said last week, only a few fish are in there. When they do come in, spawn sacks, eggs, skein, spinners, something that you can, you know, cast and pop those fish to get in there. Cook County Forest Preserves, bass, bluegill. Later in the morning, you don't have to do the crack of dawn, which is good. I like sleeping. And later in the afternoon are producing quite well. Gills in the morning are closer in the shore, and then they drift to the deeper sides of the weed beds later in the morning. Sounds good to me. excuse me. Kenny Husker O'Malley, our pro staffer for Chauncey's Great Outdoors, great angler, he sent me a note, and he says, the outside weed lines is where you want to work, where it goes from a soft bottom to a hard bottom, and that's where I found bass like cordwood. Okay. I want to see more photos, but he said he did real good. And as always, green pumpkin, was the color of choice. Up on the chain of lakes, they're getting some walleyes by the bridge areas. That's a good sign. Big fathead minnows, chunks of night crawlers on a jig head, quarter ounce, eighth ounce. Plastics even work and bounce, but you got to get the bottom count. You got to bounce the bottom. If you don't do it, you're not going to get them. Our good friend Dave Dewey sent me a little note. He said he's up on Delavan Lake, and he goes, Chance, there's still a bunch of boats, but it's not the recreational boats. It's all fishermen, so it's not that bad. Okay, when I read that, I kind of went, what did you say? Best depths have been 20 to 25 feet of water if you're looking for northern pike, and they're kind of hanging about 3 to 7 feet off the bottom. Walleye fishing is just slow. You're not going to see it, okay? Largemouth bass, best bite on the lake right now, and you're just going to have to work for them. Main lake weed points and with Senkos and nightcrawlers. He said those are the ones to try. We're seeing a little bit of activity going on in northern Wisconsin. It was hot, went cold, got a little cool for a couple days, and then it's changing real quick. But if you keep it up, you're going to find the fishing is going to get better for the next couple of weeks. And with opening of archery and crossbow season for deer starting today in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot less fishing pressure on a lot of those Wisconsin lakes that anglers like to hit. Chabanaw Lake, they're getting some catfish in a number of different places. Shrimp, chicken livers, anything that kind of has got a little bit of stink. Even ground hamburger, putting it with big ball is doing okay. And some crappie action you're seeing, which is good to do that also. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. He says, give me knowledge so I may have kindness for all. Give me knowledge so I may have kindness for all. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.